This is WSKG News. Months after a police standoff in Tompkins County that ended in the suspect's suicide, the sheriff's office is defending the tactics used during the encounter. The sheriff presented a detailed summary of the incident during a county meeting Monday night. According to the report, officers found 6 rifles inside David Cady's home. 2 were positioned at the top of the house's narrow staircase, along with beer, a blanket, and a juice bottle half full of urine. Tompkins County Undersheriff Brian Robison says this part of the scene showed the danger that would have confronted any officer who entered the house.
He already invited us in. He said, I'm armed up, come get me. And if somebody is going up those stairs, they are in an extremely vulnerable position.
So instead, police used something called a rook, like an armored Bobcat truck, to open up the walls and look for Cady. That's how they found his body on January 2nd. 3 days after the standoff began. He apparently died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Cady's wife, Melissa, also spoke at last night's meeting.
I'm not saying that he should not have turned himself in, because of course he should have. But it isn't all him what happened up there. It was boys with toys. You destroyed a home. I mean, literally destroyed it.
The report defends the way the standoff was handled. The sheriff's office enlisted almost 20 different police agencies for support because of a shot fired by Cady. They also wanted to rotate officers due to the extreme cold. The department says that it took the actions it did out of a concern for life. The sheriff's office did agree that if a similar incident occurs again, there should be better communication with local elected officials. The town of Danby supervisor was not contacted, and nearby residents were largely kept in the dark about what was happening during the standoff. And in the future, more work will be done to contact the sheriff himself, who wasn't reached until the morning after the standoff started. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.